keep this in mind. Grace is the power and the ability of God operating through us. Grace is the power and the ability of God operating through us. And he is able to do his great will. You know, in the book of Daniel, in the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you have the words in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. And indeed that was the case. We serve the God who is able. You know, the Greek word able in the New Testament is the word dunamai, which is closely related to the word for power, dunamis, speaking of God's spiritual power. He's all powerful, his ability is without limit, and his power, think of it, works in us as we yield ourselves to him. That's why we can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We're going to have four observations regarding God being able to work in our lives. Four things regarding God as the scriptures use the phrase, God is able. We're going to be looking at some occurrences in the Word of God where it says God is able. Not only certainly in the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but I'd like to invite you to turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. And we're going to notice the first thing that God is able to do is that he is able to save. He is able to save. In Hebrews 7, verse 25, it says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto him, unto God, by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. So that's the first observation that we're looking at as to the phrase, he is able. Number one, he is able to save. Then I want you to notice in the book of Jude, verse 24, he is not only able to save, but he's able to protect. He's able to protect. Jude 24, now unto him that is able. There you have that phrase again. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Just think of it. God is able to keep us. He's able to protect us. And just think of the thought. We're able to be presented faultless because we are dressed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Talk about eternal security. He's not only able to keep us from falling, but to present us faultless. So he's able to protect in Jude 24. That's why Paul told Timothy, he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So he's able to save, Hebrews 7:25. He's able to protect, Jude 24. And now notice, he's able to provide. He's able to provide. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, looking at these scriptures briefly, quickly, in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. He's able to provide for us. He's able to make all grace to abound towards us, that we, always having sufficiency, may abound unto every good work. So he's able to save. He's able to protect. He's able to provide. And that's why the Word of God says God is able to make all grace to abound towards you. He's able to do that which is exceedingly and abundantly above that which we ask or think. Then fourthly, God is able to present us. He's able to present us. Again, Jude 24, he's able not only to keep us from falling, but to present us faultless. Colossians 1:21 says, he has reconciled in his body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. So those four things I want us to capitalize and to meditate upon. He's able to save, he's able to protect, he's able to provide, and he's able to present us. You know, Dwight L. Moody said, no one can sum up all that God is able to accomplish through one solitary life, holy, yielded, adjusted, and obedient to him. And you know, the bottom line is that we need God's divine grace and power flowing and operating through us if we're going to be everything that he's calling us to be in this life. He is able, and he desires to take his ability and, notice it, funnel it through us to do great things for him. It's not our seeking to conjure up the power and the ability. It's God's ability. The God who is able delights working his power through his children. Not by our might, but only by the power of his Holy Spirit operating through us can we ever hope to fulfill his divine plan. And oh, how we need to meditate and remember those scriptures. Let me give you just a brief reading. I'm just going to read some scriptures. You don't have to look them up, but I just want to demonstrate to you how that it's God's power working. In Acts 4:33, with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. You see, it was God's grace that was upon them. In 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:1, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 4, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and in knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul told the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 4:7, to each one of us grace is given according to the measure of Christ's gift. So you see, he is able, and it's his power that we need to draw upon. Are you going through a crisis of faith right now? Are you going through physical, emotional, spiritual needs and limitations? Draw upon the God who is able, who has foreordained from eternity past all of the events in our lives. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So we can sing joyously and victoriously the hymn that we have just sung, He is Able, hymn number 47. Let's sing that one more time before we go to prayer. Let's take our hymn books out again, and we'll sing that. He is able, He is able. I know He is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He is able, He is able. I know He is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He healed the brokenhearted, and He set the captive free. He made the lame to walk again, and He caused the blind to see. He is able, He is able. I know He is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. And He's able to save. He's able to protect. He's able to provide. And He's able to present us faultless before the Lord. May God bless the reading of His word to our hearts.